Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Di Eco Point Lookout yang terletak di Blue Mountains, terlihat banyak pengunjung dari Sydney menikmati pemandangan setempat. Seorang pengunjung pria bernama Ellie mengatakan bahwa ia merasa sangat lega bisa keluar rumah dan menikmati alam.
We just starting to get a bit stale at home. We thought, you know, first day, outing, grab my wife and yeah, just come up for a bit of sun.
Para pengunjung di Eco Point Lookout terlihat menikmati kebebasan bergerak yang sekarang tersedia. Dengan pembatasan wilayah coronavirus di New South Wales terus dilonggarkan secara bertahap. Wali kota Blue Mountains, Mark Greenhill mengatakan, ia senang melihat daerah tersebut kembali hidup dengan pengunjung.
So we've got a long road to recovery. We really suffered during the fires. We had major downturns in our businesses up here as a result. And now we've gone into COVID-19. So economically, the situation up here is quite desperate.
Menurut Departemen Lingkungan, kebakaran hutan yang parah selama musim panas telah membakar hampir 80% dari daerah Blue Mountains yang juga terdaftar sebagai warisan dunia. Sekarang, dengan meningkatnya aktivitas pariwisata domestik, Mr. Greenhill mengatakan tantangan selanjutnya adalah untuk memastikan pengunjung melakukan peran mereka dalam upaya mencegah penyebaran COVID-19.
I've had contact all across the weekend from hundreds of local residents, literally hundreds of local residents through social media and directly, really worried because they're seeing a sudden influx of people into the area. While they're not against that, what they don't see is anything that ensures the maintenance of social distancing, particularly in the streets and around our major tourist hotspots. That's what we're calling for, a strategy to maintain social distancing when the natural influx occurs. It's about balance here. We've got to protect people's health and safety while giving our businesses a chance to recover.
Permintaan itu datang seiring dengan para pengunjung yang diamati telah mengabaikan tali dan pita pengikat pembatas yang telah dipasang untuk mencegah kepadatan di lokasi wisata. Dewan Kota telah bertindak untuk menutup banyak lokasi wisata populer, seperti Acacia Flat, Green Gully, dan tempat perkemahan Perry, dengan polisi setempat yang meningkatkan patroli. Tetapi beberapa penduduk setempat, seperti pemilik usaha kecil Robin Widler, optimis bahwa warga Australia akan berperilaku disiplin dan bertanggung jawab. Ia mengatakan bahwa ia telah melihat banyak pengunjung yang tetap waspada.
From what I've seen, I think that Australians are actually managing it very well. When we see people come into the shop, for instance, they do have a look to see where people are standing and they're not going on top of each other. So even though that there's plenty of people around, I do think people are still very conscious about their space around them, but also about when they're picking things up. And you do notice it a lot with all the shops and everything that they're continually disinfecting things where people are actually touching a lot. Obviously with the colder weather, some doors get closed, and so people are cleaning the door handles and things like that often.
Ms. Widler menambahkan, ia senang melihat orang beraktivitas di luar.
Going first through the bushfire season obviously was really hard up here, and then when everything happened with the COVID, it was like a ghost town. The street was just so quiet. But now it's really, and you can see it in the people as well. They're happy and they're so happy to be out and enjoying life again.
Ray yang sedang berkunjung dari Randwick di bagian barat Sydney menikmati alam indah yang ditawarkan Blue Mountains. Tetapi ia memastikan untuk tetap menjaga jarak dengan pengunjung lain di sekitarnya. Ia mengatakan bahwa ia menantikan saat ketika kehidupan dapat kembali normal.
Just doing our bit ourselves, so we're trying to keep our distance and hopefully everybody will do the same. So hopefully try and get back to normality, some sort of normality anyway, so in the near future.
Dan Anda dapat mengakses informasi terbaru seputar coronavirus di sbs.com.au/coronavirus.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.